When I was a child, and that's my opening line for a lot of my talks, when I was a child, the one thing I knew was the direction the soul is to go, to return home to God. And when I would walk around and be with people, I would witness something quite wonderful and unique. And that was, I would witness where their soul was focused. Was their focus of the soul more down and out into the physical world for experience in the physical, to learn the lessons of this world, and to be involved totally in this creation? Or was their soul now fulfilled in many ways in the physical experience and was now beginning to turn back inward and upward and return back from which it came? Returning back into the heart of God from which it came. And the way I saw it was a very simple way. I saw the soul as a waterfall. I saw the essence of the divine loving that is the soul, either moving down into the physical consciousness through the physical form of the person and out into the world, like a waterfall does. It flows its water down to the pool of water below, and then it spreads its energy out into the world. Or I would see the water, if you will, the droplets of the soul, the essence of soul, the light of the soul, beginning to move more upward. And I could tell just how conscious they were, how focused they were, how aware they were in that action by how much that light of the soul was flowing upward. Sometimes it would be just a drop here and there, and I knew that they were just beginning their spiritual journey home to God. For others, it was more of a trickle and a stream of movement, of consciousness. And then for others, it was the whole waterfall was just going up. That was rare, I saw that. But once in a while, I would see that. And so in my life, I've walked and seen, not everybody in that light, but I have seen at times where people are really focused, down and out into the world or inward and upward toward God. And I've been able to do in that something quite wonderful, to participate with people wherever they are, not to avoid those that are looking down and out into the world like the waterfall falling into the world, not to avoid them, but rather I then could understand where they are focused and how to be with them, how to focus with them, and to accept them right where they are, not expect anything other than where they are in their journey of life and be joyful in that. Even in the midst of their turmoil and their storm and their angst, to be joyful in that with them and help them to find the joy in it and help them to begin to move loving into it so that they can begin to fulfill what that's about. And for those that were more in that upward flow of the waterfall, I guess you'd call it a water up rather than a waterfall, I could participate with them at that level of rejoicing in this divine movement and maybe have a different discussion about soul and spirit and God and the realms and whatever in a way that I wouldn't be able to do with people that were really more focused down and out into the world. Their focus wasn't on God, wasn't focused on soul, wasn't focused on loving. Their focus was on, how do I get this money? How do I get a new job? What do I do with this wife? Or whatever it might be. And that's where their attention was. The key I found is to avoid no one, to avoid nothing, but to rather move into everything in joyfulness, in loving, in gratitude, and see it all as an opportunity of experience. Are there people in your life that you avoid? Why do you avoid them? They make you uncomfortable. They put things on you. They reflect back to you things you don't want to look at in yourself. Maybe that's where your lesson resides. Maybe that person is an opportunity for you to experience something, not something out here in the world, not something having to do with them, but within yourself. So rather than avoid them, rather than push them away, rather than hiding from them, rather than shutting down and not participating, open up, be vulnerable, be loving, be participating. Sit and listen. Get out and do with them. And see if you don't begin to have a transformation take place where a lesson begins to be learned. But don't look to them to be the one who teaches it to you. Look to yourself to be the one to learn the lesson, to be the teacher and the student. And realize they are just reflecting back to you something that you are to learn about yourself. If they are controlling you, learn about that controller inside yourself. If they are not loving you, look and find that part of yourself that isn't able to love others or to love yourself. And begin to work on whatever that is that they are reflecting back to you. And you will move through life so easily, and you will learn the lessons with grace, simplicity, and fulfillment in a way that you might not have otherwise done. So allow yourself the opportunity in all experience. You know where I learned one of my greatest lessons? Was with my Cocker Spaniel. So I know that it's not just about people. It's about any experience that we can have in life. God dwells in everything. He dwells in everything. And if we can begin to realize that and honor that and see that God is speaking to us our lessons from everywhere, all the time, we will grow so much quicker. God is in the plants. He's in the minerals. He's in the animal. He's in human. He's in the air. He is in everything. His essence is the life that is. It is His essence. And His essence is ever moving into experience and then moving back into fulfillment. And we just need to see, where are we in that journey of God's consciousness? Are we on that movement outward to experience? Great. That's a great place to be, because you are in the movement of God. And if you are in the movement of returning back into fulfillment, then that's a great place to be too. And there's not one better than the other, because it all is in God's action. It's all in God's divine flow and movement of God becoming aware of God more fully. There is no mistake. It's not a mistake you had the parents you had. It's not a mistake that you're here today. It's not a mistake that you're in this body and not another. God is living the life that God wishes to live through each of us. That's why our lives are all so unique and different, and yet all so much the same. It's all the same journey, but the experiences are different and unique because the approach by which we experience is different. So honor the life you have. Honor where you are right now in your journey. Love it. Appreciate it. And begin to approach this journey maybe a little bit differently. Not so reactive, but active. I've played the poor little me game. I know that game. That's reactive. Okay, God, I don't like this. Get me out of this. Okay, God, I don't want to have to do this anymore. Stop it. Make them go away. Make this illness go away. That's reactive. That shuts down the flow of loving. That shuts down and clamps us into our reactive nature of that willful control factor at some level of our physical consciousness, whatever it might be. Refocus. Move your direction inward and upward back to the seat of the soul. Back to that place where God resides, and just say, Lord, here I am. What is thy will? And I invite you in. I invite you into it all. Walk with me, direct me, shine your light in me and through me, and help me to see more clearly. Let me hear the words. Let me know and understand what this is about so that I can fulfill it. I can complete it. It's interesting. One day, I was walking through the mall when I was in San Antonio. I was a teenager, and I was walking through the mall, and I was with some friends, and we had been out doing some shopping for some clothes for prom night. And as we were walking, I saw this woman walk by, and as she walked by, I saw something fall to the ground, and I thought she had dropped a package or something, and I went over to pick it up, and there was nothing there. And I looked at her, and I looked down, and nobody had picked up anything, and I thought, what was that? And I looked back at her again, and I saw something else fall from her. And I started to move towards it, thinking that she was dropping things, but then I realized what was happening is that as she was walking through the mall, at some level, she was completing something inside of herself. I don't know what she was thinking, I don't know what she was doing, but somehow she was completing certain karmic patterns in her consciousness as she was just walking through the mall, and they were completed, and those things that are of the earth dropped to the earth, and those things that are of spirit returned to the spirit. And I was just watching her dropping these karmic patterns as she was walking through the mall, and I thought, whoa, whatever she's doing, that's the way to do it. For her, that is working. And I wanted to run up to her and say, what are you thinking? What are you doing? How are you doing this? Do you know what you're doing? But I didn't want to disturb her process because there was really a blessing happening in that moment for her. She was getting free of something. And my friends were kind of, Jim, come on, come on, what are you doing? They couldn't figure out why I was bending down to pick up something when there was nothing there. And I was focused on this woman, and they were, come on, let's go. And so I kind of recollected myself and went on. But I realized that that's all we have to do. We have to be willing to let go. We just have to be willing to let go of these things. Invite God in and let God assist us in letting go of them. We hold on to so much. We take on and feel responsible for so much. And I got to do this, and I've got to fulfill this. And oh my God, why am I burdened with all this? Well, it's because you won't let go. You're carrying a package of stuff around with you that you were supposed to let go of at the age of 10. And you're carrying that along with all these other packages that you should have let go of 5 minutes ago and 5 hours ago and 5 days ago and 5 years ago. But nope, nope, you're just, oh God, I can't, I'm having a hard time handling all this stuff. Well, God doesn't want us to handle it all life. He wants it to be learned and dropped. Be learned and bring the lesson home to God and let the lesson in the world drop. It's done. You're not still in first grade. You're not still in high school, unless you are. You are where you are right now in your life. And you don't go back to first grade and relearn and relearn and then go to work and then come back and go to second grade and relearn and go to work. Those things are done and you let go of them. As soon as you left that school, you probably have never gone back to it. You went to the next. That's how we're supposed to do our lessons. Learn from your childhood experience. When you were done with a game, when you were done with an argument, you were done. And you moved on to what was next. You moved to the next game, or you moved into the next opportunity of friendship with a friend you were just in argument with. That's how we want to live our lives, to be that child of God that we are. So be childlike. Be loving, be open, be vulnerable, be playful, be willing, and ever move into what's next in the moment. Don't hold on to the past. Don't hold on to a grudge. It gets us nowhere fast. And listen to that. It gets us nowhere fast. we're ever stuck in nowhere as long as we are looking backward. We're not moving forward. We're not living the opportunity that's present right now. What was, was. It's done. It's complete. Live the moment now. Don't dwell on, well, why did they say that? Why didn't I do that? What am I going to do about this? You are living in hell if you do that. If you stay stuck on one word, if you stay stuck on one action of another person in this world, you are in hell. And the devil is you holding on to that. Let go. Be the angel. Be the spirit. Be the God in you. Ever be forgiving. Ever be flowing. Ever be moving. What's now? What's now? What's now? The only one that is judging you is you. Nobody is judging you but you. God's not judging you. The person next to you is not judging you. They're worried about, are you judging me? What do you think? Is my hair okay? Am I dressed right? Did I brush my teeth? Oh, I hope they're not noticing that. We're so worried about what the other person is thinking, and we're living in the judgment of that, or we're in the living of the judgment of ourselves, that we are stuck in hell. Let go of all that. Be forgiving of all that. And don't worry about what other people are thinking, and don't worry about what you're thinking. Rise up above the area of the mind. The mind dwells right here behind the eyes. Rise up here to the soul and live in the loving and say, yep, I love all those thoughts. I love all those feelings. I love all that anger. I love all that frustration. And I just invite the loving into it and transform it. The loving will transform those words of judgments and fear. The loving will transform all those feelings of regret and remorse. And the loving will move into that imagination and begin to allow the power of imagination to restructure itself in such a way as to help you to create in your life what you want. And it will move into the physical form and help you to move in and through this physical creation to fulfillment, to learn all the lessons that are here. And maybe it'll even show you the end of the rainbow where all the gold is hidden. I don't know. It might be easier to find a leprechaun who will take you there, though. Well, that's what the imagination does. And when I went into the imagination in that just moment, I saw all that. These worlds, these realms are ever moving. When I focus into one or the other or the other, I always witness something of it. And that's what was in the imagination in that moment. Why, I don't know. It's just running like a river, ever, at the horizontal level. These different levels of consciousness. And all you have to do is jump into it and go with it, and there you go. Off you go. But the river I want to be in is the river of loving that is a vertical action. It is taking me back home to God. I don't want to go horizontal. I don't want to follow the imagination. I don't want to follow the emotions. I don't want to follow the mind of the unconscious, ever circling the globe, ever moving around and around in the wheel of 84. I want to just go the straight and narrow back to God on that river of loving, that vertical direction. That's what meditation is. That's what living life responsibly is. That's what living from the soul into all of creation is living that. Live that and you are fulfilled. Live that and your life is more joyful, more peaceful, more loving. And isn't that what we all long for? Isn't that all what we want? There's a story in India of a disciple. And he was a very good disciple. He meditated. He was waking up inside to the divine. He was aware of his own loving. He was aware of his own peace. And then one day, Kal, the creator of this creation, often called Lucifer, the devil, came into his meditation and offered him great wealth. And the disciple, not paying attention, took the money, accepted the wealth, meditation ended, and soon thereafter, money just started falling into his lap. He became a very, very wealthy man. But with all that wealth came great responsibility. And that responsibility and that wealth distracted him from his meditation. And he forgot. He forgot the most important thing of his life, which was God. He would often talk about and complain about, you know, how he had given that up, how he hoped to get back to it one of these days. You know, once I retire, once I don't have all these burdens upon me, once I can just live with the money and not have to make more, I'll meditate again. But he never did, because it just kept feeding itself and drawing him more and more into it. And that's the way of the world. The key for us is not to fall into any traps, not to get distracted by this world and by the things of this world. And believe me, the Lord of this creation has authority to come and tempt us all he wants as long as we're in his creation. He can come and tempt us back into it. No, 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 don't go up yet. Stay down here. It's more fun down here. Just think of all the things you haven't done yet. Well, maybe you've done them in a past life, but you haven't done them in this life. Come on. Come on back. Come on, focus down here. I'll give you some things to have pleasure in the world in so that you'll feel okay about it. Come on. And he can tease us and he can tempt us and he can coerce us back down. The key is have God first in everything you do. God first and God only, and you will win. In your meditation, have God first and God only. And when things come at you, offering you great wealth, love, sex, whatever, just say, God first. You go give that to God. And then if God wants to give it to me, I'll take it. And you'll be surprised how fast all those temptations, all those things will drop away when you keep putting God first. Because the Lord of this creation will go, lost that one. Don't waste your time, boys. Just leave him alone. Let's go fool with some other people. Let's go trap some others. And that's what initiation is. Initiation is the grace. Initiation is the placing of the grace of the Holy Spirit within the consciousness of the soul. And that grace, once placed, is a blessing that stays with that soul. And it is as the mark of the Lamb placed upon the door mantle of the Jews in Egypt. It marked that door by which the angel of death would not enter in. So the initiation is the mark placed at the door, the tenth door of the soul. And that mark tells the creator of this creation, don't enter in, angel of death. You no longer have dominion over this soul. You no longer can touch this soul. This soul now belongs to God. This soul now is directing its attention inward and upward to God. And it has the tools, the keys, the understanding by which to do that, that has been given in initiation. It has the understanding of the practice of meditation, and it is walking that pathway. Be gone. And that's what initiation is. It places that mark upon the door of the tenth door. And Kal Narinjan now looks at it and goes, lost that one. Too bad. That was a good soul. I was having fun with that. I could tease it. I could tempt it. I could put it into pain and anger and frustration. And I could just sit back and laugh because I could just use it like a puppet. But no more. It's free. Does that make sense? That's what this journey is about. this journey of the soul. But it's a blessing to be in this world. It's a great gift to be in this body. This is the place of opportunity. We, in this physical form, can clear all the karmas through this physical body, because in this physical body, we not only have the physical form to experience, but we have the imagination, the emotions, the mind, and the unconscious, all in one place, living here, experiencing here. And the soul can come into this, experience it, and as it begins that inward and upward flow, begin to clear any and all karmas that need to be cleared for the soul to be liberated, physically, imaginationally, emotionally, mentally, and unconscious, right here. But the easiest way to do that is to sit in meditation and just let the grace fill you to overflowing. Fill you to overflowing. As you share your loving with God, God shares God's loving with you, and you are just filled to overflowing. Now, what happens when you take and fill a container full of dirt? Or I like to do this at home, full of the remnants of my yogurt that I had just this morning for breakfast. And I turn on the tap, and the water begins to fill the bowl. And for a while, it's all milky, murky water. But if I let the water run long enough, all of a sudden, all that just flows out, and the bowl is clear. The water is clear in it. That's what we do in meditation. We are ever letting the grace in, if we will allow it. It's easier to give than to receive a lot of times. We have to be willing to receive God's loving as well as give it to God. As we allow that in, it begins to stir up all the stuff. I don't want to look at that. I don't like that. Oh, this makes me uncomfortable. I'm not going to meditate anymore. No, sit and meditate. Stir up all that stuff. And then let the grace just lift it up out of you until you are clear. And if there's something that needs to be handled, you'll handle it. But it'll be a lot easier because it will be moving in that fluid of grace, that movement of loving. And it'll be so much easier as it's moving inward and upward out to just learn the lesson and let it go. And then there's one day where you're just living in the clarity of spirit and you're living in that peace and you're living in that joy. And God might just drop down one more thing for you to learn. But you'll go, okay, another one. And you'll learn it. Like I said, there's always the next. I am ever learning, ever learning, ever learning. There's not a day in this life that I am not learning something about myself and about this journey of the soul that is mine. So don't do this pathway thinking one day I'll be done and I won't have to do anymore. As long as you're in the body, there's another opportunity of learning and growing as the soul in you is growing into the greater fulfillment of God knowing God, of God loving God. And it's amazing. That's amazing when you're living that. When you begin to really live God loving God in you and through you, then you truly are living as you are in spirit, the living, loving essence of the Lord. So as you go out this day, as you begin the rest of this lifetime, begin to walk that next step with the realization this is the journey of a soul. This is a soul journeying home to God. Yeah, I'm just walking out to my car, but this is part of the pathway of this soul's journey back home to God. And every step is a step towards God. Every step. And everything and everyone that I meet along that pathway as I take those steps is God coming to greet me, God coming to meet me, God coming to experience with me. And as I approach it that way, then life is a lot simpler. And yeah, maybe I don't like what I'm seeing reflected back to me by somebody. I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with it. But I do it anyway. But I approach it in loving. I don't approach it with, oh my God. And when I approach it with, oh my God, I put loving into oh my God, and I approach it in loving as best I can until more loving comes forward and the lesson gets learned. It's all about me. It's not about them. The lesson is for me. The lesson is in me. And whatever that is just demonstrating to me what I'm still allowing to separate me from God in some way. And so everybody is a teacher saying, no, I'm going to help you get to God. You want to get to God? I got a good one for you. This is something that is separating you from God right now, and I'm going to demonstrate it to you. I'm going to show it to you. Are you ready? And I have to ever be willing to say, yes. What is it? I don't want that in there. I don't want that on my pathway. Pebble, boulder, mountain, get rid of it. But I've got to get rid of it. I have to be willing to move through it, live in it, love it, forgive it, release it, let go of it, let it drop away. Just as I saw those things dropping away from that woman. However she was doing that, I really wanted to run up to her and say, what are you doing? What are you thinking? What's going on? Because it was just amazing to watch. One little second there, I thought, God, shopping is a way to let go of karma. Because she had all these bags that she had been buying stuff for. But then I realized, no, nope, that's not it. That's not it. But I thought maybe that was the easy way out. So, find your way on this journey of the soul. But remember, it's about the journey of the soul. And the journey of the soul and the action of the soul is loving. So the more you bring loving into all that you do, and the more you keep your loving focused on God first, the easier the journey will get. The clearer it will get, the more understanding you will have, and the fulfillment will be there in the moment, every moment. And at the last moment of this life, when you take that last breath, you just step into the next fulfillment. The next movement of loving, the next breath of God. So thank you. And do be aware, next Sunday we will be having classes regular. And then the continuation of Stephen's class from Saturday will be from 3 to 5 o'clock next Sunday as well. And if you want more information on all that, it's on the back, or you can talk to one of us, or Tom or Laura or Bill in the back. And have a good week, and we'll see you whenever.